The Australian businessman Matthew Ng has been handed a shock sentence of 13 years in jail in China. The sentence was handed down in Guangzhou in what was expected simply to be a committal hearing. The verdict has stunned his legal team and officials from the consulate, and Mr. Ng is expected to appeal. I asked our China correspondent Stephen McDonnell about the case.
Well, Matthew Ng is an Australian businessman who got into some trouble in China after a deal he did with a state-owned travel company. Now, he bought some shares in this company, and those shares went up in value considerably. Then later on, the company turned around and said, well, we're going to buy back those shares from you, but at their original value. And he's like, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And this led to him coming into dispute with this Chinese state-owned company.
So far, it sounds like a civil dispute. How does he end up on a criminal charge and in jail?
Well, because then he was arrested subsequently and has now been found guilty of embezzlement, corruption, bribery and falsifying company records. Now, some observers think that this is, you know, a trumped-up thing because he's come into conflict with a state-owned company. And, of course, the prosecutors say, no, he's just guilty of these various things, like the corruption and bribery. And surprisingly, we didn't expect this at all today. The family of Matthew Ng has come as a complete surprise to them today. Not only the severity of his sentence, that he's been given 14 and a half years jail, but even that it was announced today, because consular officials, Australian consular officials in Guangzhou were told this wasn't going to happen. But the Chinese court system is just so opaque. I mean, anything could and does happen. Just out of the blue, bang, he's copped a 14 and a half year jail term.
You've been covering this for a while. I seem to remember a little while ago reports to the effect that the defence had blown a lot of the prosecution's charges out of the water.
Whether or not they have or have not, I guess, depends on your perspective, but we're not in a position to judge all this because you can't just sit through a Chinese court case the way you do in Australia and report on it and talk about the evidence and how strong it seemed or whatever, because this all mostly goes on behind closed doors. And apparently today, prosecutors just turned up with a whole bunch of fresh evidence. Now, it seems, to an Australian ear, that if you turn up with a whole bunch of fresh evidence and then all of a sudden, bang, you've not only then you've gone down, but you've been given a 14-and-a-half-year jail term on the same day. Seems quite incredible.
He had no chance to contest this new evidence.
Well, I'm not sure that there was no chance, but, you know, not much of a chance. I mean, unless he just got up in court today and said, oh, you've got me, sorry. It all seems rather quick to me.
What's been the reaction of his family?
We haven't heard from them yet, although people who know them say that they're considering an appeal. Now, of course, the problems with considering an appeal in China is that it can go badly for you, and what is already a quite severe sentence, 14 and a half years jail, could become worse. I should add, he's only going to serve 13 years because the court gave him a year and a half because of some sort of leniency on their part. Still, 13 years is a long time in a Chinese jail. And the family has to weigh up, do we try and appeal this or do we potentially make it worse by doing that?
What message does this send to other people trying to do business in China, particularly Australian Chinese people, and particularly about doing business with members of the ruling Communist Party?
Well, I think the last bit of what you said there is the crucial element of the question. It's when you are doing deals with government-owned companies, ones that are controlled by the party, that you can potentially get into trouble. Mind you, of all the businessmen up here, business people I should say, up here doing work, there are only a few cases like this, and it's not stopping Australian companies doing business with China.
Has it made the foreign business community in general more nervous?
Yeah, well, I think they were already nervous following the Stern Hu case, that we covered. Yeah, they're already feeling a bit wary about these things. I mean, I think there is a certain degree of, I don't know, to which business people think, well, this won't happen to me. But the more and more these cases start popping up, I suppose they're thinking, well, what deals have I done? What could be used against me? And especially, as you say, they're seems to be a pattern here of Chinese Australian business people. When they get into trouble like this, they're going down big time.
ABC Beijing correspondent Stephen McDonald.